USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he is delivering the great American comeback during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The president taking his re-election campaign to the battleground state of Michigan, blaming China for allowing the pandemic to spread.
4 days from now, we are going to win this state, and we are going to win four more great years in the White House.
President Trump also campaigning in Wisconsin and Minnesota on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is dismissing President Trump's optimism that Republicans will take back control of the House in the upcoming election.
And we feel very confident. I know that we will win the House and increase our numbers, even though the president is saying the Republicans are going to win the House. So delusional, but delusional in many respects.
Pelosi speaking on MSNBC, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is making a late campaign stop in Iowa. The Democratic presidential nominee appearing at a rally in Des Moines, encouraging people to vote for him along with other Democrats. Biden criticizing President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Your iPhone may soon have a new search engine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On Wednesday, President Trump spent some time in Las Vegas. The president joined hospitality expert John Taffer on his podcast to discuss his plans to address the problems facing the hospitality industry. As far as how the interview went, Taffer telling Fox News,
he loves the industry, and he had 3-4 programs that are extremely powerful. And my purpose, Brian, because none of the candidates are talking about the restaurant industry and how it's been impacted, and we've lost more jobs than any industry in the country. It was nice to see that the president had thought about it, and really more of the national media is focusing on bigger issues, but this is a big issue. This is the largest employer in America. We've been devastated.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is calling Hunter Biden a bag man for his father. In an interview on 1130 WISN in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Giuliani claims that the Bidens received more than $30 million from China, and he has documents from foreign governments to prove it.
In Hunter Biden's life, tragically, that is consistent with him being a bag man for his father, collecting millions and millions of dollars.
Giuliani also not happy the media has been mostly silent on this story as well.
These big networks and big tech have become a propaganda arm like they used to be a propaganda arm of the Communist Party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.